Inflation is out of control. Gas hit $7 a gallon in certain states. A 10-year-old Honda Civic is going to set you back around 15 to 20 grand. And rent is averaging $2,000 a month. Welcome to 8.6% inflation. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. So what can you do? You can try trading stocks or buying mutual funds, but returns are sinking quickly. You might have heard about gold IRAs, but you don't know much about them. That's why Noble Gold has a team of experts at the other end of the phone. They'll set you straight on what you can and can't do to get yourself to financial safety again. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com.
These are end times of the empire. So this empire is going to collapse. I can assure you that, and your entire listening audience, Western Europe will fall, and the United States of America, as we know it, will also collapse. Now, the America that we have in our hearts, we can rebuild that.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. That, of course, was Mike Adams, journalist, researcher, scientist, and friend to everyone who cares about truth and the Republic. This is a great discussion, friends. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting that Bitcoin will go down to $10,000, but Bitcoin generally seems to do the opposite of what people predict it will do. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the crypto market, and the fact is that every dip is an opportunity. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they buy. When Bitcoin dipped to $17,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that bought. And that's why they're billionaires. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to own a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call. And they're ready to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains, and MyDigitalMoney.com will be there for you. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at MyDigitalMoney.com. I'll leave the link below. Guys, just one more quick note before we bring Mike on. Did you know that 90% of people are deficient in one or more minerals that are vital to health? So how do we replenish trace minerals and micronutrients? Well, with Fulvic Minerals from Touchstone Essentials. You guys will know that I had Eddie on, the CEO of Touchstone Essentials. Well, their $5 bottle deal is back. You can claim your $65 bottle of Fulvic Minerals Plus for just $5 when you sign up for AutoShip, and you can cancel at any time. In fact, if you decide you don't like the product, they'll even refund your $5. So there's nothing to lose and your health to gain. I'll leave the link to Fulvic Minerals Plus below. And now I have a real treat here for you guys. I'm so thrilled to have back on the line a friend of truth, a friend to SGT Report, a friend to the Republic, and a truth warrior. It's Mike Adams, the health ranger from naturalnews.com. Mike, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Sean. It's an honor to join you. I really appreciate all the work that you're doing, and I'm watching your interviews all the time. So keep up all the amazing work. You're waking up people by the millions all over the world. Just happy to join you.
Well, thank you so much. Giving me goosebumps here because you know as well as I do, war is being waged against humanity by the New World Order powers that George Bush Sr. spoke of so many times while he was president. A New World Order is coming into vision. Now we know what that means, Mike. And by the way, I saw that you've been hosting the Alex Jones show from now and then. So you remember the meme now. The new meme is Alex Jones was right. I don't think that could be more true. He took a lot of heat. He still takes a lot of heat, but he's been right about 95% of everything he's ever said, basically.
Well, it's amazing the things that the media attacked him for saying even 2 or 3 years ago. Said, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. There's no globalist agenda. There's no agenda 2030. And now you just see open announcements. Yeah, agenda 2030 is being accelerated. Got to do it now. So yeah, Alex Jones has been right for decades. It's just that he was 20 years ahead of the curve on so many issues. And now here we are trying to deal with it. But, you know, the good news, Sean, is I think so many people are waking up to this. Even, for example, Ken Paxton, the attorney general of the state of Texas, where I live, and Governor Abbott, and also AGs all across the country, are pushing back hard. And the Supreme Court's recent decision against the EPA was just monumental. And I know the EPA is trying to ignore that. They're not going to be able to for very long. The Supreme Court just slapped down, you know, the EPA's domineering attempt to regulate out of existence fossil fuels. And this is why Biden is about to declare a climate emergency, by the way. I guess we're going to get into that. But yes, this is a war against America. And the Biden regime is declaring that the Supreme Court decisions will not be honored. So basically, the Biden regime is declaring civil war.
Yeah, they really are. They're declaring war on the American people. And I have some of these SCOTUS rulings that I wanted to go through with you in a minute. But first, let me ask you, knowing what you know, and knowing what I know and what my audience knows to be true about United Nations Agenda 2030, which now is even being talked about to some degree, they don't name it specifically with Tucker Carlson and some of these talking heads at night on Fox News, but they're talking about the agenda. They know that it's an anti-human, anti-American agenda, and people are waking up. So knowing what you know to be true about UN Agenda 2030 and all the crap coming from the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab saying in the future, you'll own nothing and be happy, and you will eat the insects. You will eat the insects. If Biden were to declare a climate emergency, would that not be a declaration of war on the U.S. economy and the American people, Mike?
It's an act of war, and also I would call it an act of domestic terrorism carried out by the government against the people. So the globalist agenda can only achieve its results in really about three key ways. Number one, and this gets to COVID and the vaccines, is they would have to convince people to line up and take euthanasia shots. And they've done that. They've convinced several billion people, I think over 5 billion people, to take the death shots. And a huge number of those people are going to die over the next decade. But in the globalist view, it's not enough. So now, why are they accelerating Agenda 2030? Because they really failed at the vaccine agenda. They couldn't get 95% of the population to take them. So now they realize they got to shut down food and energy. That's what this is all about. And climate is just the excuse. Climate is the proxy to take down the food supply and take down the energy infrastructure. Once you do that, then you get mass starvation, mass die-offs, social unrest, collapse of nations, you know, just economic servitude. So, and by the way, if that doesn't get the effects that they want, they have other plans. They'll set off, you know, a nuke, like a terrorist nuke or something in a US city, whatever it takes. They've got plans stacked up many layers deep. They're going to get the results they want until they are stopped. And the question is, when will humanity wake up enough to stop them and reclaim our heritage and our future on this planet?
Yeah, I want to show you something here from the mainstream media regarding this national climate emergency in a second. But first, you mentioned the nukes. You saw the PSA coming out of New York City, right? About a nuke just went off. The gal says, don't ask me how or why. I paused it right there and I said to my guest, David Weiss, are you kidding me? Of course. Don't ask me how or why, because we're just going to blame it on Putin. Meanwhile, go lock yourself in your apartment and survive the 5G radiation that will be masquerading as radiation from a nuke. Mike, these people... you're right. They'll stop at nothing until we stop them.
Yeah. And that PSA from New York City also said you should take a shower. You should, you know, undress, shampoo. And like, what kind of water infrastructure are you imagining is still functioning after the city gets nuked? And then they said you should tune into local media for further instructions. If you're listening to the government and you get nuked, I mean, do I need to say more? You kind of put yourself in that situation by living in New York City, first of all, and then what are you going to wait for instructions to die? Because that's what that PSA is. It's a suicide checklist for New York City residents. And, you know, I'm sorry to be so blunt, but look, if you're living in New York City and listening to this, you should get out. I mean, you should get out of every major city that's a military target, because you will not survive that. You won't be able to take a shower. You won't exist. Your body will be vaporized. You'll be turned to ash.
Well, it just reminds me of 9/11 and World Trade Center 7, which the media refused to show or talk about. But we're just supposed to believe that that was all orchestrated by Osama bin Laden. So give up your rights, give up your liberties. And now we're going to war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we're going to spend tens of trillions of dollars and spill American blood because Osama bin Laden. And now we have a puppet president. We have a regime that stole the election and is now openly trying to rush toward their communist agenda. And he's got the lowest approval rating on earth. I don't even believe that 30, 31%, whatever his approval rating is, it can't be half that. The man is despised. And I don't know if you saw this. Did you see the page from Hunter Biden's diary with Joe Biden's name and pictures written all over it?
Go ahead and pause it or take a screenshot. Do whatever you got to do. But we're going to go over a few things. So let's start right off the bat. Is Hunter Biden right up here talking about how much he hates his dad? I hate Joe Biden. Doesn't even call him dad. Says it 13 times. Got a creepy picture of a star up here. Skeleton. And it talks about the pain, memory loss, death, die, no more Joe, sickness. And then it says warehouse election. And Joe Biden will get sick and die. It says that like all down through here too. And then, oh, there's Joe right there. And, you know, right over here is kind of, I hereby summon wicked and evil spirit. And then it goes on, malignant something or another, the death of Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. That's our president, guys. Page number two. More about the hate of Joe right here. Picture of a doctor crossed off. I mean, to me, it kind of looks like Hitler a little bit. But Joe Biden will die. Joe Biden will die. Death, destroy. Now it says summon bad spirit with an ice cream cone. No malarkey. Be gone, Joe Biden, die.
His own son, his own crack addict son hates him.
Wow. No, I haven't seen that page, but nothing surprises me coming out of Hunter Biden's diary. That's like a hall of horrors in there. And actually a hall of whores, come to think of it as well. Cocaine snorting whores and whatever else is in there. But yeah, I mean, these are signs of the end times of a collapsing empire, okay? And when you also have drag queens and cross dressers now ordering you what to do, and they're running the highest levels of the government, and they have Q security clearance and so on, and they're pushing, you know, chemical castration of children. These are end times of the empire. So this empire is going to collapse. I can assure you that, and your entire listening audience, Western Europe will fall. And the United States of America, as we know it, will also collapse. Now, the America that we have in our hearts, we can rebuild that. And I don't mean build back better. I mean, let's build back in a Christian model with reason and rationality and protecting children and protecting families. And we can do that. I believe we will do that. But there's going to be a collapse first. And the swamp will, I mean, the dollar will collapse. They won't be able to keep printing money. The whole system of fraud and corruption and bribery and kickbacks that Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family really characterizes, that whole system will collapse. And when it does, Sean, that will be a good thing for the world. You know, look, the America that we know and love is a good concept, but the political America as it's operating today has been infiltrated and occupied by an enemy force. So that's not real America. Right. When that enemy force collapses, it will be a moment of, you know, almost godliness for the world to end that evil. So, you know, don't be afraid of the collapse of this evil empire. That's necessary to build America in the Christian tradition in a way that is rational and that protects children and that gives us economic opportunities without treating us all as criminals and slaves.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. And we can talk about the dollar and what comes next, too, in the event of an economic collapse. States' rights, state treasuries issuing their own currencies. That's what I continue to suggest needs to happen to recover. So I want your opinion on that. But let me do a screen share here. Imagine, Mike and dear audience, if the Chinese invaded our nation and conquered us and installed a puppet leader, and the puppet leader on day one killed the XL Keystone pipeline. And in the first week upon being installed, he shut down the federal leases for gas and oil exploration. Well, we don't have a Chinese leader that was installed. We have Joe Biden. Mike, I'm coming back to you. The point is that even if their climate change lies were real and humanity was facing an extinction level event, if they don't shut down our ability to have energy, even if that were true, it's anti-human. It's anti-American. We're dead either way.
Well, and the premise that they're pushing is false to begin with anyway. Carbon dioxide grows food crops. And so the higher levels of CO2 you have in the atmosphere, the more easily you can grow food and the higher your crop harvest yields become. So the war on CO2, the climate change war, is really designed to cause mass global starvation, especially in marginal countries, third world countries, where they're barely getting by, the crops that they produce barely feed the people. And you got to go back to even the Richard Nixon presidency in 1971. The science advisor to Richard Nixon and the New York Times covered this back then. They said they wanted all food exported from America to be laced with infertility chemicals to reduce populations in Africa. And then if you look at the vaccine agenda in Africa and in Kenya in particular, the vaccines were spiked with infertility chemicals that cause spontaneous abortions. The Western world has long wanted to depopulate Africa, and they've been terrified of the rise of populations in Nigeria. And the vaccine agenda, the whole COVID agenda, has failed in Africa. The Nigerians are not taking this vaccine at rates anywhere near what Western countries are pursuing or achieving. And I think that when the globalists saw that, that's when they realized they're going to have to shut down food and energy, that that's the only way to kill off the third world. See, vaccines can kill off the first world countries because people are obedient sheeple. They obey, they line up for death shots. That's the UK. That's most of Western Europe. That's socialism. That's Canada and so on. I mean, not every single person, but you get my point. Those mostly socialist nations. But the third world can only be depopulated through a different method, and that's global food scarcity and energy scarcity. And in order to do that, they needed a war with Russia. So that's why they provoked Putin into the special military operation. That's why they kept pushing eastward with NATO expansion and putting missiles on the border of Russia. They were provoking Putin to do that. And then they cut Putin off from the SWIFT system, and immediately what happened to food availability and food prices, right? Massive explosion, scarcity kicked in, price inflation went through the roof, and food nationalism kicked in, where a lot of countries said we're no longer exporting food. But then the next step, and I'm sorry to go on so long here, Sean, but the next step is Biden wants Putin to nuke America, because that way they could destroy America but blame someone else. So that's why the current escalation with the HIMARS systems, where Ukraine is going to attack Crimea using America's long-range missiles on the HIMARS launchers. And then Russia, Medvedev, former president of Russia, has already said, if you do that, you're going to face judgment day, doomsday weapons. That means nukes.
Yeah, it just strikes me that we are probably at one of the most dangerous points in human history, certainly the most dangerous point in my lifetime. And I was born right around that time of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And, you know, thank God that Kennedy wouldn't listen to the Joint Chiefs, and he picked up the phone and he talked to Khrushchev, because the Joint Chiefs wanted a nuclear exchange. They wanted to nuke Russia. They wanted to, you know, blow those boats out of the ocean. And thank God Kennedy pulled us back from the brink. We wouldn't be so lucky with Joe Biden. I think what you're saying is right. Joe Biden wants to orchestrate this thing because these people, in my view, are cornered. Merkel is stepping down in Germany after 16 years. The Italian government is on the verge of collapse after coalition members have abandoned Draghi. Macron had to steal the election from Le Pen because he's pretty much despised by the French. The same is true with Trudeau. He's a puppet just like Joe. So Tom Luongo, who I had on as a guest recently, said the Davos elite plans are falling apart because there are people in power in the United States who want to retain that power, and they're not going along with the Davos plan. And he cited Jamie Dimon. And then he cited Manchin and Sinema standing against this tyrannical Build Back Better Green New Deal stuff. Do you agree with Luongo that we are in a great position right now because the Davos elite are being recognized for who they are, and their puppets in power around the world are being recognized for the tyrants they are? But that puts us in a dangerous spot because these rats are cornered.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a very accurate assessment. And don't forget Boris Johnson, too, in the UK. The globalist leaders are being taken down. Some are being forced to resign. There's also the Zelensky curse, right, that anybody associated with Zelensky in Ukraine is losing their job and losing their power.
Right.
And Ukraine is losing badly, losing this war very badly. And also Russia just recently announced, this is kind of a tangential issue, but they just recently announced their goals have changed in the war. It's no longer just demilitarization and denazification of the Donbass region. Their goals are now expanding to include, apparently, they want to take all of Ukraine or Kiev, and maybe not Western Ukraine, maybe Poland is going to take that, but Kiev, and certainly all of Southern Ukraine. So Ukraine will be a much smaller geographical country. When this is over, they'll lose their entire southern coast, and Russia will hold on to this territory for centuries to come. But understand the globalist agenda. They were too aggressive. They pushed it too hard, and the pushback, I think, took them by surprise. Now, yes, they still control all the doors, all the gates. You know, they're the gatekeepers. They control the media, education, you know, Wikipedia, you name it. They control censorship and big tech. But they were not able to take down InfoWars, for example. They're still online. They were not able to take down the independent media, although they tried. And they banned you and I and others from all the mainstream platforms. But what do? We built new platforms. And that is now competing with mainstream platforms. It turns out the mainstream platforms are run by a lot of bots. You know, the Google AI conversation system known as Lambda, folks, that's been powering Twitter and Facebook for a long time. Millions of fake accounts have been AI systems. And, you know, Elon Musk, no matter what you think of him, at least he's exposing that fact right now. So the theater aspects of the globalism agenda are now being revealed, like the man behind the curtain of the Wizard of Oz. And it turns out he's just a squat little pathetic man with a bunch of levers. And we really don't have to fear the globalist agenda. We only have to fear our own compliance with it. But if we choose not to comply, we win. And that's starting to turn.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The only way they can have victory at this point is by another fear campaign. Could be nukes, could be the next plandemic, which we'll talk about in a second. But a fear campaign that causes us to comply with their tyranny. I couldn't agree more. And I think they overplayed their hand, as you just said. And one of the things that is working in our favor is that people have woken up to the fact that this thing, this mRNA injection masquerading as a vaccine, is a bioweapon. And people that would not come on your show or my show just a few years ago because they thought we might be tinfoil hat wearing nuts are coming on now. Doctors and scientists are coming on. People like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Lee Leet, David Martin. The list is long of people coming out and calling this thing a bioweapon and a genocide. And again, that's the good news, Mike. It's a great awakening. And I've been saying either Klaus Schwab and the New World Order gets their great reset or we get our great awakening. I don't see anything in between.
Yeah, you make a very important point here. So 3 years ago, the number or the percentage of the population that you might call, quote, anti-vaxxers might have been 5%. Today, it's 50% or more. And also a few years ago, the number of people who were completely opposed to oil and fossil fuels energy, the number of people opposed to it was very high, maybe 2/3 of the population. Today, that number has plummeted because people realize, well, gosh, we need energy infrastructure. So those are just two examples, and there are many more. Think about the awareness of what happens when you print too much money, you know, inflation, devaluation of the dollar, and so on. The globalists, in trying to play their hand too aggressively, they have forced this mass awakening that is working against them in the long run. And I've never seen people more awake and aware than they are right now. I've never been... Actually, you know, my message, I don't know if you've experienced this, Sean, but my message has never been more welcomed across mainstream America. And, you know, as much as I try to be incognito out in public, I still have people coming up to me, finding me at restaurants and wherever shopping and just unloading and saying, oh, my God, I love what you do. And we woke up this year and, you know, you've been helping us get prepared and so on. I mean, people everywhere. I recently traveled through Oklahoma and Kansas, and I was just at the destinations, like people found me and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, you're the health ranger. We watch you. We love what you do. But more importantly, they're getting prepared because it's not about us like you and I. It's about we're on team humanity here. We got to help people get ready for this because we can survive it. We can survive a food collapse. We can survive an energy collapse because we know it's going to be a short-term collapse. We will rebuild. you got to have, you know, stored food and backup plans in the meantime. But the mainstream unprepared masses, they will die off by the millions. There's no question. That's coming.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And as long as we stick together, we won't hang separately. I mean, that's really the truth. We, the American people, need to stick together. It's God and guns and common sense. Everything that the Democrats hate, everything that the leftists and the Marxists despise. They hate God. They hate family. They love the New World Order. They love abortion. It's waking people up. I mean, they push too hard with this vax. And so two more topics here. I want to talk about the next pandemic. But first, with all of the good news coming from SCOTUS, which indicates, in my opinion, that our government isn't wholly captured by the New World Order globalist cabal, I'll cite some examples. You cited one of them. OSHA cannot mandate vaccines on businesses. The EPA can't supersede Congress in the process of creating law to legislate Agenda 2030 policies by fiat dictate. Roe versus Wade returned to the states. Constitutional carry in New York. And on Friday, July 15th, a federal district court in Ohio has temporarily blocked the Biden administration from enforcing the COVID-19 vax mandate on thousands of U.S. Air Force members. So the rebellion against the communist takeover of our government and nation appears to be very real with these rulings. Do you think that's right, Mike?
Yes, I think that even the state insiders, and I would consider Supreme Court justices to be, you know, part of the state. That's who pays their salaries. But even they are realizing that if they don't stop this insanity, they lose. They will lose their country, and then they will lose their pensions and their salaries and all their benefits and their power as well. Because remember, if there's a communist revolution takeover of America, every Supreme Court justice that's a conservative, you know, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and so on, probably ends up being, you know, assassinated by the left. So even they have come, just out of a sense of self-preservation, they are coming to their senses. Because I don't know about you, but I don't necessarily trust any Supreme Court justices other than maybe Thomas and Alito. I trust those two. The others, I'm not so sure about. I think they're doing it for self-preservation. So, and then, you know, the liberal justices are 100% pro-treason. They know they're not going to be assassinated. If the communist takeover happens, they'll have positions of power, you know, under that system. But everybody's making a choice right now. Do you want to have a future for America, or do you want to see your country collapse and see everybody die and starve and have mass chaos everywhere? And so I think history is on our side. We are going to win this, but there's going to be a lot of suffering, a lot of economic damage in that process. And America is under extreme threat from China, especially China, not so much Russia, but China. China is poised to invade the continental United States. Russia's not set up to do that. The threat from Russia is nukes that would be provoked by Biden and NATO, but the threat from China is a land invasion. And according to my sources, that could be invoked at any time.
Yeah, I've been hearing rumblings of that. Again, though, as it pertains to our own problem with our own criminal federal government, the corporate government wanting to come after the guns, there's a lot of guns in this country. And the Chinese, I don't care how many, well, they got a lot of people, but it would have to be an overwhelming force to conquer the American people who are armed, Mike, you know that. And so I just wonder how that'll shake out, but we really do have a full plate of things to worry about. And I guess use the right word. I want to just say this, self-preservation. That's exactly the term that Tom Luongo used as it pertained to Jamie Dimon, not relinquishing his power to Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the Davos elite. Self-preservation is preventing that Davos plan from being rolled out and embraced by powerful people in our own nation. So I think there is something very, very interesting happening in our country right now, which leads me to the last topic. And that's the next plandemic. It's another card they can play. And if you don't mind, I want to do a screen share here and play a clip from Todd Callender, my attorney friend. I can't play all of this, but I'll play a portion of it so you guys in the audience and Mike can hear the immediate concern coming from Todd Callender about Marburg, the PREP Act, and the next plandemic.
I understand who the players are in this genocide. I've done business with all of them, including the WHO. And when the Secretary of Defense illegally mandated the shots, he doesn't have the power to do that. I realized what this was all about, and I filed suit against them and raised a lot of issues, including the fact that everybody that's getting these shots are number one, exploratory laboratory animals, right? They're just test beds. And then number two, if you got the shots, the odds are, according to U.S. law, that you are owned by the patent holders. You're a new species called Homo Borgensis, and you are owned. That's the nature of what our case says today. One of the advantages of suing the DOD with this many service members that are upset about the mandates is we've ended up with about 500,000 whistleblowers who have provided us a whole lot of really good information. So everything you said is well supported in documents that we have, testimony that we have, and expert witnesses. So in recent times, I had sent you a number of documents that actually support what you said. And our biggest concern, the reason Doc Chambers and I are here today, is that we work as a team to understand both the science and the legal ramifications. And what I wanted to impart to you is under 42 CFR Part 70 and 71, that's the enabling statute for Health and Human Services to assume power upon the declaration of a public health emergency. They've already done that, as you indicated, with the COVID crisis. That has resulted in the suspension of our Constitution. It's already happened. The next one is coming. In that statute, you will see that Marburg is already identified. You will note that the PREP Act has a Marburg provision that allows for additional spending when invoked. The Health and Human Services has already invoked the Marburg provision, meaning they've already parted ways with money and spent it under the HHS enabling statute to build quarantine camps, amongst other things, throughout the United States. We interrupted two, one of which was in Cochise County, Arizona, where they were going to build a $1.9 million facility that houses the now merged four branches under HHS. The judiciary, law enforcement, corrections, and public health are now all one and the same.
All right, I'm going to pause it there. Mike, I have said recently that things are getting so bad for the Davos folks, for the Biden administration, that the only way they can really get to the end zone on this thing is if they turn the military on us. And I think that would probably be the case as it pertains to Marburg quarantine camps as well. What are your thoughts on anything Todd just said?
So I agree with his assessment of what they're going to try. They're going to release another biological weapon that they built, you know, fully engineered. However, I think that their efforts are going to fail. I think they've played the card so aggressively and they've lost so much trust from the public. And the public doesn't trust the media. They don't trust the CDC. They don't trust Fauci. A lot of talk about if Fauci's going to resign or retire now. I think they can't pull this off. I think they'll try and they'll fail, and then they'll have to resort to something like a dirty bomb. That's my assessment, Sean. I think this goes nuclear as the pandemic, the next pandemic effort fails. With a dirty bomb, understand that, you know, a dirty bomb, the threat is invisible. So, you know, you can't see it. It's kind of like the virus where the media said, oh, there's this virus floating around. You can't see it. And by the way, you know, the PCR test is a total fraud. It really wasn't the virus that they told us it was, and so on. We could get into all that. But dirty bombs, the radiation is also invisible, which means that the media can bamboozle the public quite easily. And they can flag, oh, this is a radiation zone. No one can enter this. You'll die if you go in there. You can't see it. The buildings aren't damaged. There was no detonation, no mushroom cloud. They just say it's a dirty bomb, and now everybody's got to be locked down. So it's another thing that they could even fake. They could have a fake dirty bomb incident and use that to lock everybody down, or they could have a real one and use that or they could have a real one in one city and fake it in 10 other cities and use it to lock down everybody all over America. And then, you know, they could release nanoparticles in the air. And as everybody gets sick, they call it radiation damage. You know, there's no limit to how nefarious these people are.
Well, there was a good observation made by my recent guest when we played that video, that PSA, that propaganda from New York about the nuke going off. And my guest said, what's to stop them then from cranking up the 5G to mimic radiation poisoning and killing as many right. people as they want?
Absolutely. They can produce symptoms and say it's a dirty bomb. And then they could even blame Russia, right? They could say, oh, it's a Russian terrorist supported by Putin or whatever. And of course, it'll probably be, you know, the old Hillary Clinton smuggled uranium one stuff that's kind of recycled into the system. It'll be something like that. But there's no limit to the terror that they can unleash upon us. They're just turning up the dial, you know, piece by piece until they get compliance. And the only way out of this cycle is to remove these lunatics from power and reclaim our nation. And ultimately, you know, whether there are white hat groups doing that or whether the public does that, through maybe it's through elections, maybe it's through collapse and revolt. I don't know, but that's the only way we get our country back.
Yeah. Well, as we round out the conversation, I do want to ask you about states' rights and money printing. But let me do a screen share just to drive the point home to the folks listening who know very well that much of this, much of the war in which we are engaged is a spiritual war. And the people who hate the babies and hate the Constitution and hate human life and hate our republic and hate freedom and liberty and hate the guns, hate the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, this is what we're up against. Get this. So Coach Harbaugh over at Michigan, a devout Catholic, dared to say, quote, I believe in having the courage to let the unborn be born. And now critics are calling for him to be fired because he dares to stand up for the unborn. Mike, this is total spiritual warfare, and the people aligned against us are now being recognized for the demons they are. Again, that's the good news.
Well, you've nailed it. That's it. They've pushed the abortion issue so aggressively that it's alerting people who might have been kind of middle of the road on the issue, and now they're becoming more and more pro-life because they might have said before, well, you know, maybe they understand, let's say, first trimester abortions or whatever. But they're not in favor of infanticide, murdering babies as they're crowning, as they're being born, or even after they're being born, or even third trimester abortions. And they never signed up for leftists celebrating killing their babies as if it's a matter of pride, you know? And then think about the concept of pride, which is LGBT. Well, pride is a sin. They're proud of murdering babies. They're proud of chemical castration. They're proud of cutting off the reproductive organs of innocent children. They're proud of maiming children, and they celebrate it. And a lot of, again, kind of mainstream people, they've had enough of that. And the backlash is growing, and it's going to continue to build steam. I mean, this, when you see demonic entities, you know, in your face, or you see videos of them twerking their butts in the faces of young children at a drag queen show, you know, like, you know, guess what? Your opinion changes on that. It used to be, well, you're supposed to be tolerant, you know, tolerant of your private lifestyle in your own home, in your own bedroom, you minding your own business. Fine. We're tolerant of that, but not tolerant of you being a predator, pedophile, targeting children. There's no tolerance of that because that's a crime against children.
Yeah. Well, again, they pushed too far, and it's because they, I think many of these people, knowingly or unknowingly, are really in the grip of the father of lies, of Lucifer. And even those who aren't people on the left, gays and lesbians, many of these people are now coming out against this movement. They're coming out against all of that anti-children stuff and essentially the pedophilia, because you're right, that's what it is. Drag queen story time, I mean, that's a step very close to pedophilia. And then we find out that some of these drag queen story time people are pedophiles, literally. They've already been convicted of pedophilia.
And when history looks back at this era, the historians are going to be totally shocked by the fact that there were licensed doctors that mutilated children for money as part of this left-wing grooming agenda. You know, we look back today at people like Dr. Henry Cotton from history. He was one of the mutilators who thought that mental illness came from, you know, cavities in your teeth. And he would perform just mass surgical mutilations on women. You know, hysterectomy was to take out the hysteria of a woman by removing her womb and possibly ovaries, depending on the situation. That's why it's called a hysterectomy, to remove the hysteria. Well, that same doctor, he would pull people's teeth out until they had no teeth to try to cure mental illness. And, you know, this is one of the horrors of medicine. And yet today we have doctors cutting off the breasts of young female teens, or cutting off the penis and scrotum of young boys, and calling it, you know, progressivism. It's the same thing. It's going to be seen as horrific medical mutilations, which is exactly what it is. And those people should be imprisoned. They should be prosecuted. They should be locked away for as long as the courts decide. They should not have any business practicing, quote, medicine in America. They are demons.
Couldn't agree more. It's really hard for me to even begin to comprehend how anyone could be in the profession of performing abortions. Can you imagine every single day going to a Planned Parenthood to pluck life out of women? It's crazy. And you probably saw that clip that was going around a few years ago of a pro-lifer interviewing an abortion doctor while he was on his coffee break outside. And the guy literally sounds demonic. He says, I love it. Yes. He says, I love murdering the babies. Like, there's no redemption for these people. They need truly to cry out to God to turn back, because I don't know what they think is coming for them in the next life, but it ain't good. All right, final question.
Yeah.
The other card that the New World Order powers that ought not be have to play is an economic collapse, a collapse of the dollar. We have 50 states, and some of those states have governors that actually give a damn about the Constitution and their people. In the event of a dollar collapse or a crisis, what do you think people like Ron DeSantis in Florida, Kristi Noem in South Dakota, or Greg Abbott in Texas could do? And oh, and by the way, in Texas, there is the Texas Bullion Depository. My question to you is, in the event of a dollar collapse, orchestrated or not orchestrated, just brought about to happen because of the trillions and trillions in printing, could these states issue their own money, their own currency from the state treasuries, to try to build back state by state? Is that a possibility in your view?
I think not only a possibility, that is an eventuality. I have knowledge here in Texas of efforts that are already in place to make sure that that happens. And it's going to happen right after the dollar collapses. There'll be a bank freeze. You know, it'll be like ICE 9, and it'll be bank holidays, bail-ins, your dollars will become essentially worthless. There'll be a liquidity crisis overnight. And then these multiple states, including Texas, they will begin to issue their own currencies. And in the case of Texas, it will be probably backed by gold, at least to some degree, gold and silver. It may be backed by other commodities. And there's no reason why currency can't be backed by oil production, by the way, or food production or copper or mining output. So, and this is going to begin the secession, you know, the breakup of America, because without the money printing machine in the swamp, they can't hold the empire together. And states will be far more prosperous on their own with their own currencies. You know, Texas is already the leading exporter in America. Texas would become the capital of America if it were simply allowed to fulfill the abundance of what Texas has in terms of natural resources and ingenuity and people and so on. I think the future of America, the future capital of America, should be in, you know, central Texas, frankly, because the swamp will collapse and the East Coast will collapse into economic destitution and lawlessness and chaos, and so will the West Coast. And so you need to have a new capital of the country somewhere centrally located. Texas is one of the best choices out there. So anyway, that's just my take on it, but we'll see what happens.
All right, we will see what happens. One more screen share here. My site, thephaser.com. I post natural news, essentially these situation updates from Mike on a daily basis. The latest one here, Biden to invoke climate emergency executive orders. Well, I don't know if he'll get away with it. What do you think if he does do that? Does he get away with it? I mean, states, what would states do? States could just say, well, what if he signed an executive order saying, I'm coming after all the guns, turn your guns in. We just don't listen to fiat dictates from a puppet president.
There will be 20 to 25 states that immediately sue following those executive orders. And I believe we're rapidly approaching a time when states like Texas and Florida and others will simply say, we do not recognize these illegal, unconstitutional executive orders. We will not follow them, and we will protect our Gulf Coast waters. We will protect our energy infrastructure. And then the question becomes, will Biden unleash the military against the Texas National Guard? And if so, then will the governor of Texas, in effect, kind of deputize Texas citizens to defend Texas against an assault by Pentagon forces controlled by an illegitimate fake president? See, you see how quickly this can escalate into a civil war.
Yeah.
But energy could be the issue.
Yeah. No, it could. I think that would be a bridge too far, even for a Marxist puppet who's really in the pocket of China. You know, that analogy I made earlier about us not having a Chinese dictator, that's actually not true. The guy's in the pocket of China. So I kind of got that wrong. We actually do have a Chinese dictator who does not like this country. In fact, he hates it. Yeah, and he's in the pocket of the World Economic Forum. And so is everybody behind him. And all roads lead back to Obama, by the way.
That's right.
Can't forget Obama.
We have a Chinese dictator who can't speak Chinese and who can't ride a bike.
No, but he likes their money.
But we can all visit as tourists, you know, Brandon Falls now, which is the new site to go check out what's happening there. Love it.
That's right. The man can't ride a bike. He can't speak. But he got 81 million votes, the most votes for any president in history because he's so beloved. All right. Mike Adams has been our guest. Mike, how do people find you? Obviously, we can find you on BitChute, naturalnews.com. Give us your socials and maybe tell us anything else new you're working on.
Yeah, of course, naturalnews.com is our main news website. Don't forget that I'm the founder of Brighteon.com. Lots of amazing videos and channels there, including a lot of your videos too, Sean. They end up there. Some people just cross-post them as well. We've got a Brighteon.tv, you know, broadcasting Monday through Friday, dozens of hosts with their own shows. It's quite a contingent of hosts there. And then recently, Sean, you may not know this, we've launched Brighteon.tv in Espanol. So we actually have an Espanol channel that's all Spanish all day, every day, Monday through Friday, with Spanish language hosts that are talking about America and freedom. So we're going into different groups. We're going to launch other languages, by the way, later this year or early next year. We're going to be a multilingual, pro-America, pro-human platform. And I think Chinese will be our next language.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. All right. Well, I should get back on Brighteon. I have a channel there. Something happened a few months ago. I was having trouble uploading, and I don't remember exactly what the problem was, but I'll get back on that, Mike, because I do have a Brighteon channel.
Yeah, please do. And if you have any trouble, of course, you can reach out to me. We'll troubleshoot it with you, make it work for you.
Okay. Well, thank you, brother. I do appreciate you very much. You're a leader in the space. You're a leader. You're a truth leader. And we appreciate your time. You've been very generous today. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sean. Always an honor to join you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir. You as well. And friends, thank you so much for tuning in. And friends, I want to thank our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thank you so much for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And for real news every single day for free, guys, visit us directly at sgtreport.com and thephaser.com. Both of those sites are the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
Because 95% of people were walking around wearing masks and were too afraid. And that's what it is, fear. They were testing fear. Too afraid to stand up. The globalists realized, hey, we can do whatever we want, because if we threaten people's jobs, and that's what they learned from the mask thing, if you threaten people's income, they will all cave. Only 5% will not cave. 95% will.